Track 10, CAB. Citizens Advice have highlighted for us this month an issue which is getting increasingly common. Here's Sam to enlighten us.
Now, here is a question that was posed to Suffolk Citizens Advice recently. I bought a doll for my child a few weeks ago, and I thought it was manufactured by a well-known brand, but I suspect it might be counterfeit. So how can I be sure, and what are my rights? Well, this was our reply. You're right to seek advice about this issue, because counterfeit goods aren't only illegal, they can be dangerous. Fake children's toys, including dolls, often don't meet safety standards and can pose choking hazards. Poor manufacturing can mean small parts are easily detachable. And counterfeit goods are fake products designed to mimic the authentic ones sold by genuine brands. Sometimes it's easy to spot a knockoff, other times it can be hard to tell. And it's not just toys and games, it's things like clothing and footwear. E-cigarettes, perfumes and media devices can also be counterfeit. Now, things to watch out for include strangely low prices from well-known brands and signs of poor quality, like missing security seals, bad or non-existent packaging, blurry logos and poor stitching. You may also spot some spelling mistakes in the advert or on the packaging. And looking at photos from official sellers can help when making comparisons and is important to only buy products from reputable sellers. Now, if you've purchased a counterfeit item, there are some steps you can take to try and get your money back. You're legally entitled to a full refund on fake goods within 30 days of your purchase. If it's been over 30 days since you paid, but less than 6 months, the seller should provide you with a real version of the item first. And if they can't, then they're legally required to give you a full refund. If you paid more than 6 months ago, you're only entitled to a part refund based on how much you've used the item and how long you've had it. Now, sometimes sellers might refuse to refund you and argue that the items were obviously fake because they were very cheap, but they're still breaking the law by selling them in the first place, so your legal rights still apply. If this happens and you paid by debit card, contact your bank and ask to use the chargeback scheme. And if you paid by credit card and the item costs less than £100, you can ask to use the same scheme. If you paid by credit card and the item cost between £100 and £30,000, tell your credit card company you want to make a Section 75 claim to get your money back. To report counterfeit goods or get help getting your money back, contact the Citizens Advice Consumer Service. You can also report a seller to Trading Standards via the Citizens Advice Consumer Service, and they investigate criminal activity. You can call the Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133. And you can get further advice on consumer issues and many other topics by contacting Norfolk Citizens Advice. And you can send a message via our website, which is www.ncab.org.uk, or you can call us on 0800 144 8848, or you can call into one of our offices. Now, these are all listed on our website with their opening hours. The Norwich office is at 83 to 87 Pottergate, Norwich NR2 1DZ, and is open from 10 to 12:30 and from 1 to 3pm every weekday. And don't hesitate to contact us if you need help.
Thank you, Sam. As with everything else these days, it's becoming difficult to tell what is real and what isn't.